Hello, this is Allison. Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm looking for Paul.
Yes, speaking.
All right, Paul. This is Ethan Hale calling you from Notebook Writing. And basically, you had a word, you had a discussion with maybe Daniel for some book writing services, right?
I'm sorry, you're speaking so fast, I cannot really understand you. Could you slow down just a little bit?
Sure. Can you hear me?
I can hear you okay, but you've got to speak slower so I can understand you.
All right. I believe you have had a discussion with Daniel from Notebook Writing in regards to your book, right? Some book writing services.
I have a book writing project that's going on right now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as I told you, you know, we can do that for you. I just wanted to know more about the book and more about what genre it is and what are you writing on.
Well, basically, it's a book on growing up and, you know, in Chicago at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was born and raised in Chicago, so I have a lot of, you know, shall we say, practical experience.
Mm-hmm. So it's more of an autobiography, right, if I'm not wrong?
That's about right, correct.
Okay. And now let's see. Do you know the page count, or are you in between the process?
I'm sorry, say that again slowly, please.
How much have you written till now? Let's say, how much pages have you written till now? How many pages? Or you can tell me the person.
I'm still writing the book, and it's not going to be a real long book, but it's going to be, you know, multiple pages, and I have not completed it as yet, but it's getting there.
Perfect.
So I'm probably need another 2 weeks or so to finish it up.
To finish it up, right?
Correct.
And what are the main aim and goals for this book? Let's say you would have some kind of, you know, something in your mind.
What are the main
aims and goals for this book?
The main objectives?
Yes, the main objective of the book, or the main motivation behind writing a book.
Well, this is my first experience, so all I can tell you is that my objective in writing the book is to sell many copies, hopefully.
Obviously, I can understand that part. When you are writing a book and you want to become an author, the main concern is to get the money back as well, right? Once you publish the book, you need your, whatever you have invested in your book, you need that money back to grow, okay? Now,
okay.
You signed up with our company back in, let's say, back in May. So I would like to know if you are looking for book publishing, book writing, or some book marketing services.
No, I am not a publisher. I am writing a book. I am drafting the copy.
So basically you are just writing a book. You need help with book publishing, and let's say with book marketing as well, right?
Correct. Publishing and marketing is the help I need.
Perfect. Now, let me give you a brief intro about our company, right? We are, you know, a bunch of ghostwriters.
Are you a publisher and marketer of books?
Yes, we are a publishing company, and we are specialized in marketing. Basically, if you talk about a strong point, right, we do marketing. And we are strong.
Okay.
We are specialized in promoting the book. But we also do the ghostwriting service. We also provided the ghostwriting services. So if you, let's say you say that we need to proofread the book as well, right, in the ending after completing it. So we're going to do that as well, and then we'll move to the publishing. And once we do the publishing,
right,
we'll start promoting the book to gain the revenue that you want.
Okay.
So we can have.
And are there charges for your services?
It depends on you totally, because let's say if you want your book to grow, you know what's your budget, right? At the end of the day, you're going to tell me that you can spend $500. We can tell you the services that's going to cost you $500, right? If you say you have, let's say you have $5,000, we can even do better. So it's upon you. How much you have to invest in the book, you know better, right? But we are talking about the publishing, we're talking about the marketing.
Well, I don't have much money, let's put it that way, okay?
Perfect.
I'm hoping that this book will be a ticket to my financial future.
It can be, it can be. So basically, let's say if you can give me an estimate ballpark figure, right? I can provide you publishing along with some marketing services as well. Because
before I do that, would it be possible for you to email me the information on your company and what the current rates are that you would be charging for the publishing services?
I can email you each and everything. All right, Paul, but the main thing is I want to get connected to you, obviously, because, you know, if I'm going to email you a generic information, that won't going to help you because this is, you know, obviously, it's your project, and at the end of the day, you know better what you were writing and what do you need as well.
Correct.
So let's say if you ask us, what do we start from? I told you we can start from $499 as well for the publishing. We can provide you publishing on Amazon. We can provide you a bunch of platforms as well. That's the minimal, right? Let's say you want marketing too, we can create a custom package according to that.
Well, I haven't explored that at all at this point in time. I've been busy writing.
Yes, I can understand that, and that would be the main concern, right? You want to just write because that's the main part. You have to come up with the content before the publishing. Let's say if you
Correct.
Sign up for publishing, I can give you a package where I can include some proofreading as well, some editing as well, because in the end, you know, there will be grammatical mistakes and all of that because we have to do that according to the publishing standards, right? So,
I understand that. But here's what I would like you to do for me at this point. You're in the publishing business, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Can you send me some information on your firm?
You don't
by
worry.
Email.
Yes, I will. Don't you worry about that. At the, you know, after finishing this call, I'm going to email you the details. I'm going to email you some details on publishing and marketing. All right? So you can see where we are standing right now and where you are standing as well. Because you're going to, obviously,
okay.
You're going to complete your book. You're going to go for publishing, right?
I assume that's correct.
Perfect. So let's say, how soon would you want to start if I can send you a physical, let's say a cost, a physical code, or with along with the services that you want?
Well, I have got to complete the book first and then go through it and edit it and have my daughter is good at the proofreading, and so I will turn it over to her for proofreading, and she will get back to me. So we're talking 2-3 weeks away from being ready to publish.
Okay. So let me do one thing. First of all, if you can confirm me your email address, that would be amazing. It is gigabyte10@outlook.com, right?
gigabyte10@outlook.com.
Perfect. Now I'm going to email you as a test. Let me know if you have received it or not, if you can do that.
Are you going to email it right now?
I'm going to just email you saying hi, just to know that you're receiving my emails. Because,
okay.
You know, most people don't get the emails in the first time. And I want to ask you one more question as well. What do you do besides writing a book? Let's say, you know, what is your main profession?
I am a business valuation analyst.
Perfect.
BVA, business valuation analyst.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing this for the last, well, since 1985.
So your budget?
I work with firms to assist them in the subject of marketing and sales.
Oh, so you can even understand that in a better way. If I explain you some of the marketing services, some of the marketing strategies, I believe you and I will be on the same page, right?
Probably, yes.
So
I know a lot about that.
If you can check the email, if you can let me know you received it or not, then I can send you some details about it.
Where did you send it to?
Gigabyte10@outlook.com.
Okay. Wow, there's a lot of emails.
This happens. This happens to me. Yeah. Usually when
it's
I don't
hard for me to know. I've got a lot of inputs here that I have received this date. So can you give me the name of your firm or something like that to see if I can find it?
I have emailed you from ethanhale639@gmail.com. That's my Gmail. And I've emailed you from there. I'm going to CC my work email as well. Once you receive a, you know, I just emailed you, hi.
You just what?
I just send you a test email.
I'm sorry, you're speaking a little fast and I'm not clearly understanding you.
All right, let me just tell you. I have just send you a test email. If you can check your spam or junk folder, maybe it can land there as well.
And you send it to gigabyte10@outlook.com?
Yes.
Well,
gigabyte10
as an example, there's a whole bunch of emails I've received today. Get a free quote. Gigabyte the first month on free.
What about spam and junk folder? If you can check those folders.
All right, say that again, please.
If you can check spam or junk folder, because I'm a new sender, it might land there as well.
All right, what is your from address?
Beg your pardon?
The from. Who are you from?
Is,
in other words...
Yep, the firm is Gnome Book Writing. Gnome as in G-N-O-M-E.
P-N-O-N-E?
G for Garcia.
G-N, all right, spell that again for me slowly.
G for Garcia. You got
I'm
it?
I'm sorry, say again, please.
It's G-N-O-M-E, Gnome.
Gnome, G-N-O-M-E.
Yes.
All right. I've got from personal, from total, from termite, from personal, from Lenovo, from Freedom, Immaculate or something like that, from Enhance, from ending today. I don't see anything that's from Gnome.
Sir, you need to check your spam folder as well, spam or junk folder.
Hang on. Just somebody about my book and maybe the publisher report, but nothing. Okay, I'm going to have to go away from the phone right now. Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Oh, not soon.
Oh, okay.
Nathan,
take care.
Not soon.
I don't, that's just a pleasant.
Goodbye. I don't need your presence. I don't have money in the father. But why are you talking? Okay? Don't lie to me. This is absolutely different. Yeah. Just turn that off.
I promise I will not do anything before I check with you.
Yes? Why are you doing before I check with me? Who is calling?
A publishing company.
I'm not interested. You don't have money.
I know.
You understand? If you know, why are you talking with people?
Well
I said
something.
You don't have any penny. Who will pay for you? Tell me. Yeah, you waste all money for scam. For scam. All money is gone. You understand?
Yeah.
All money is gone. Go, what is Jamaica, where money, your money. Yeah, yeah. Stop calling. Stop talking. Hello? Hello?
Hi. Yeah, hey, ma'am. How are you doing today?
I'm sorry?
Yes, I'm here. I'm still here. I'm saying, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very good. But I told you already, don't call. My husband doesn't have any penny to pay for his book or something. He has problem, mental problem. You understand? He spends all his money. Yes, please, never call again. Please, please.
Are you writing a book or your husband is?
I'm sorry?
I said, are you writing the book or your husband is writing a book? Who is writing a book?
What kind of book?
Book.
I understand. I asked you, what kind of book you asked me about?
I am talking about the book that your husband is writing because we have been discussing.
You talking so fast. It's not normal.
Okay.
You understand? Usually people, fake people talking so fast make confusion in somebody.
Okay. I am saying
okay,
that
I ask you, never call again. Goodbye.
Goodbye.